It's Tuesday, January 21st, and with your news at 8 a.m., I am Leonard Vitbian. A new good governance program has been launched, supported by the European Union and UNDP, to bolster efforts for transparency and sustainable development. The initiative, with a 1 million euro funding allocation, will focus on advancing the country's anti-corruption goals and will span from this year to 2028. Anna Beatrice Martens is EU's ambassador to Namibia.
With the 20 million Namibian dollar contributions from the EU to UNDP, we will support Namibia in this effort to achieve its national development goals and build a transparent, equitable society that is resilient to corruption and deeply rooted in the principles of rule of law.
The Anti-Corruption Commission's Deputy Director General Advocate Erna van der Merwe.
We are of the view that this is doable. In achieving, it's essential to implement the robust governance structures, enhancing transparency and fostering accountability mechanisms in the process. And this project will be of great importance to the country.
The new marriage act, signed by President Nangolo Mbumba last year, limits marriages to unions between a man and a woman, barring same-sex couples. This follows a motion by parliamentarian Jerry Ekanjo, LGBTQI plus rights advocate Linda Bauman.
This initially speaks clearly that Namibia has taken a very heteronormative position, and through that, it clearly discriminates and reinforces heteronormative families and structures of what it means to be a unit. The LGBT community is also in great danger, because a lot of Namibians right now are interpreting this law as criminalization of homosexuality. So the only way out for this particular legislation is that we need to have a constitutional challenge, also ensure Namibians get to understand what this law means retrospectively.
The DA has called for the minister in South Africa's presidency, Kumbutso Tshabeni's immediate removal following revelations of a Hawks investigations into a 2.5 million rand tender corruption during her tenure at Ba Palaporwa municipality. The DA's Diane Koller-Barnard insists she cannot remain in cabinet under such serious allegations, urging President Cyril Ramaphosa to act. She says this adds to criticism of ANC's leaders implicated in corruption without accountability.
Minister Tshabeni juggles important positions, including leading the state security agency. We call on her to step down immediately. Members of the executive must be fit for purpose, but instead we've continued to witness an appalling backslide in moral standards. No minister accused of corruption should serve in the cabinet.
Nigeria's telecom regulator announced it will approve a 50% increase in current tariffs after telecommunications operators requested a 100% hike. According to Reuters, the decision made on Monday aligns with the rising costs in Africa's most populous nation. The Nigerian Communications Commission considered ongoing industry reforms and sustainability before finalizing the tariff adjustment. To the U.S. now, where Donald Trump has signed a raft of executive orders within just hours of taking office. At a rally at the Capital One Stadium in Washington, D.C., the newly sworn-in U.S. president physically added his signature to a stack of documents on stage. There for us is our correspondent, Benji Hayer.
Another rescinding dozens of Biden administration policies and more pertaining to freedom of speech and ending what the president calls the weaponization of government. Mr. Trump then pardoned many of the defendants convicted after storming the heart of American democracy 4 years ago in a bid to subvert the peaceful transfer of power last election. He refers to those prisoners as hostages. He also met with some of the families of the actual hostages still held in Gaza following a recent ceasefire deal for which he takes credit. Benji Hayer, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.